Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, the Wednesday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves as always. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Yes, Wayne joining us tonight here for the very first time, and we're going to get to know him as we do the shows over time. We're not going to give him an opportunity to introduce himself beyond the fact that you are a Free State Project member.
And he's Captain Liberty.
And he's also known as Captain Liberty. And you've got a little bit of experience in the radio business, so we figured we'd bring you in here and have a little bit of fun.
Let's do it.
So welcome aboard, Wayne. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, as always, and I know you brought some stuff to the table here. But I can't ignore this particular story, and I think you can see why here, Wayne. From XBiz, Baltimore, in a ruling of particular interest to adult filmmakers and photographers, a federal judge has decided that a woman captured on film while exposing her breasts at a public event cannot sue a publisher for including her photograph without her consent.
Well, duh.
My only regret is that I missed it.
When you're saying duh, Mark, what are you talking about? Well, I mean, this has been a huge issue over the past several years with the Girls Gone Wild, people, allegedly not giving consent, filing lawsuits. I mean, remember there was a story about a girl whose neighbor saw her on a video, came over to her parents' house and clued them in, and there was a lawsuit filed in that case.
She was under 18, right?
I think she was, 17 at the time.
You know, I feel like if you're out in the public domain like that and you do something that's going to be newsworthy, and taking off your shirt in some areas is newsworthy, then that's what it is. You should be able to get your picture taken.
I absolutely agree. Now, Wayne, where are you at on this one?
You know, I think at that age, a lot of girls do things for attention without even being aware of it.
Right.
And she might have done that, but then she didn't realize the consequences of the actions.
Well, that's how she gets to find out what the consequences are when she appears in Playboy or Hustler or something like that, or Girls Gone Wild. You learn, live and learn. You don't get to, after the fact, sue these people, which is what had been going on. You don't get to sue them and then cash in because you made a mistake. That certainly isn't the way it should work.
It's a slippery slope for girls like that. I feel bad. I was out in Los Angeles for many years, and I saw it a lot.
Now, this isn't a gal who's under the age of 18, right?
Well, in this case, it's Tanya Barnhart, a case of flasher's remorse, as they call it, appealed to a higher court after she sued and lost her case against Easy Riders magazine publisher Paisano Publications for invasion of privacy. The photo of a topless Barnhart appeared in a section of Easy Riders devoted to the exhilaration of the motorcycling lifestyle. Now, Barnhart, who was 29 at the time, did lift her shirt at the Toops Troops second annual pig roast, an August 2004 fundraiser attended by motorcycle enthusiasts. At some point during the day, women began removing their shirts in returns for being given beads, which is something that tends to happen when you're at a large-scale event. There's drunken people around, yep, and beads. If there are women and beads, you will get nudity.
Whenever I see a gal with beads hanging around her rearview mirror, I always ask her, hey, how'd you get those beads?
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's hilarious.
What have the answers been?
Well, usually they chuckle or, no one really has, they always have some excuse. Oh, I got it around a drink at Red Lobster or something like that.
But right.
What you're advertising when you put beads around your rearview mirror is, I will lift my shirt for beads.
That's interesting. You know, I never even thought of that. I always noticed that girls always put sort of frou-frou things hanging from their mirror. Sometimes it's flowers or fuzzy dice. And I never really... I've seen a bunch of beads, but I never made that connection.
Where do you buy them around here?
Beads?
Yeah.
I think you have to lift your shirt to get them.
No,
but you can buy them, right? And then you can flash them.
I have never bought beads anywhere, so I don't know.
Barnhart, swept up by the Mardi Gras atmosphere, was hoisted onto the shoulders of two men and voluntarily lifted up her shirt. At that moment, freelance photographer Bill Cromwell snapped a photo of Barnhart in her exposed state. He later submitted that picture to Easy Riders, and it was published in the March 2005 edition. After a lower court rejected her claims, U.S. District Judge Frederick Motz ruled that Barnhart did not have a triable claim under any privacy theory and summarily dismissed the case.
How could she have privacy? I mean, she's in a public place.
Well, it's the old game of you're supposed to give consent in order to use somebody's likeness in a publication. And I think this is good news in that if you are in a public place, or if you're in a private place, if you're at my house and you lift up your shirt and I snap a picture of it, that's my picture, not yours.
Well,
just because you're in it doesn't get, should not give you any sort of control over how that picture is used.
Well, it seems like when the paparazzi catch somebody, you know, some celebrity out there in some awful picture that it seems like they're on in front of all these tabloids, they don't have to get their permission to publish them. So why is that?
I would guess that's, that has something to do with the fact that they're celebrities, because I'm not saying that slander laws and libel laws factor in here, but, for instance, when it comes to libeling somebody, it's much more difficult to get slapped with a libel charge if you're talking about Brad Pitt is gay versus, you know, Mark Edge is gay. Nobody really knows who you are, Mark, versus Brad Pitt. You know, it's not as, for some reason, there's a different standard for public personalities.
Only we know who Mark Edge is.
Well, you know, you can see me on the website.
Barnhart, let's see, after plaintiff's, quote, plaintiff's lifting up of her shirt cannot reasonably be said to have constituted a private act, since the pig roast was, quote, an outdoor fundraising event open to any member of the public who purchased a ticket. Motz wrote in an opinion handed down in mid-October. Continuing the quote, according to a plaintiff's own estimate, about 200 people were present at the event, although she alleges that at the moment she removed her shirt, she was in the company of only about 10 people, all of whom she knew and trusted. The fact remains that she exposed...
And a guy with a camera.
Yeah. The fact remains that she exposed herself in a public place where anyone could have seen her. And so I wonder how this case would have changed if it was in a private establishment. I mean, if the public is in the private establishment... And it's okay with the, you know, if the establishment owner knows there are photographers there, isn't the establishment owner essentially giving a photographer carte blanche? Go ahead, you can take pictures of whatever you want, unless he's specifically told the photographer, okay, yes, you can come into my house, but no, you cannot take a picture of a naked lady, you cannot take a picture of the stuff in my bedroom, that sort of thing.
Most photographers I know would have them sign a release form before they would use that.
Would have who sign the release form?
The girl who lifted her shirt.
Exactly, but I guess they're concerned that you know, she might not sign, in which case I think it's good news that she doesn't have to sign. Her consent was taking off her shirt. I mean, if you photograph somebody at a public event, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's this pumpkin festival. If you take a picture of somebody wearing a costume, do you have to get their permission to use it in a magazine? They were there. You took their picture. Why do you need their permission?
An excellent question.
You don't feel like you should. I mean, you don't own the air around you. You don't own the molecules that are surrounding your body. Sure, you own you, in which case you choose to go to certain places.
And that are, you know, within the public domain.
Right. If you want to be private, then stay home. Close all your windows.
I do understand why they wouldn't want, you know, why a celebrity wouldn't want their image used and that kind of thing. I mean, I would feel the same way.
A celebrity is essentially a trademark. At some point, whereas a private citizen who's not famous isn't.
And I don't see what the... I mean, really, another side of this is that people get so upset about nudity in America. Like, the idea is that, oh my gosh, you flashed your breast, you must be a bad person. No, you were just at a biker event having a good time. It's what bikers do, and it's what drunk chicks at concerts do, and it's what drunk girls on Daytona Beach do. People make these choices, and so what? It's not going to ruin your career. I mean, I can't imagine that if you got a job in some, you know, corporation where you had to get dressed up to go to work, that if all of a sudden a picture surfaced of you 10 years ago with your breasts hanging out, that that was going to have any sort of effect on your future career.
You get a promotion, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
It didn't kill Dr. Laura's career.
Good point. She had more than just a candid shot.
Yeah.
Those were sex photos, essentially. Nude photos, a series of them taken in a hotel room, I believe it was.
By your ex-boyfriend, right?
Yep.
I don't really remember.
Ex-boyfriend, I guess ex-producer, or something. They used to work together in radio or something like that. Anyway, according to, let's see, Motz in the opinion cited two cases that both mandate the entry of summary judgment for defendant on a plaintiff's seclusion and unreasonable publicity claims. He also referred to another case involving Girls Gone Wild, in which a Louisiana judge allowed two women videotaped in a New Orleans bar to proceed with a privacy claim. But Motz said that was distinguishable in part because plaintiffs alleged that they had been photographed only after being told that they would not appear on any Girls Gone Wild video. So that makes sense. If you lie to a girl to get her to take off your shirt or her shirt, and then you go ahead and you break your word, in that case I could see maybe a court case. But then again, it's her word versus yours, right? I mean, how do you know they lied? That's just her claiming so. In which case, another his versus hers case has been decided in Georgia, the mutilation case. Guilty verdict. We'll give you the details on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Gerk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second, and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour, and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-761-3669. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-761-3669. 1-800-761-3669.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you. It is all for free right there on the front page of the website. That again, freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel. titled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd, goes till the 25th. Early bird discount available for a limited time, so register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Talking about some things related to sex. We started out with girls taking off their shirts, being photographed, getting angry about it, or getting flasher's remorse, as the case, as it was called in the article. And as to whether or not, you know, that was, as to whether or not, how would you feel about that, I guess? If you were a lady and your picture was taken, maybe you were in an inebriated state, does being drunken exonerate you from responsibility for your actions? Is that an excuse? Oh, I just had too much to drink. You should not be able to publish that photo because I was too drunk to be able to make a decision. Is that, what do you, how do you feel about that? 800-259-9231. Also, coming up, the details on the case in Georgia about the African man who was accused and now found guilty about mutilating his two-year-old daughter, genitally mutilating. We'll get to that, but first to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, if you had your shirt off at a party, somebody took a picture of it and then put it in a magazine, would you be angry?
Oh, God, no, but nobody would want to take a picture of me with my shirt off. I'd be scared to death.
All right. So.
But I wouldn't be offended if I were inebriated. I'd be like, oh, no.
What's on your mind, Kayleen?
Well, I was actually just tuned in a few minutes ago, but I was we were listening to the archive of last night's show and talking about paganism.
Yes.
And I just wanted to clear a few things up. First of all, the one gentleman who called in was correct about one thing. Pagan means people of the wood or people of the farmland or the land, the countryside.
Right.
Another form of that word is heathen, people of the heath, people of the wood. And I happen to belong to a heathen religion.
What is that?
I won't go into all that.
Wait a minute. But, you can't tease us like that, Kayleen. What is it?
Well, I'm sort of kind of asatru, which is
this is the Norse gods.
What was
Odin and Asatru? Asatru?
Yes.
Asatru. You believe in Norse gods, like what the Vikings worshipped?
Well, not just the Vikings.
But do you believe that there's
the Teutonic people?
Do you believe that there's a giant snake wrapped around the earth?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe there's a giant snake wrapped around the earth?
No.
So the Midgard serpent?
It's not like that.
Just want to know. So for those that don't know, Kayleen, can you outline the tenets of Asatru? What is this about?
Well, it's very detailed. It's very complex. I believe in the gods of my Teutonic ancestors, and there are English people and German people and Icelandic people who believe in the same gods. I won't get into the details of it because it's much too complex.
So you are polytheistic.
I am polytheistic, yes.
Now, are some of the gods in Asatru more powerful than other gods, or are they all about the same?
Well, that depends upon what you believe. In some of the lands, some goddesses or some gods were more powerful than others. In, for instance, Icelandic belief, Vodun or Odin is the god of gods, but that's not a widespread thing amongst our ancestors.
How does one worship in Asatru? I mean, how does one actually carry out one's religion?
Well, we pray to our gods. For instance, I have an altar to some of the gods, my favorite gods, for instance. I don't have just one god.
Do you go out and buy the altar, or do you have to build it yourself?
Well, I happen to have a deacon's bench. Deacon's bench.
Okay.
It's like a toy chest kind of thing.
Okay.
I have a cloth on, and I have my god statues and pictures.
Now, does your husband participate in this with you?
I'm sorry?
You are married. Does your husband participate in this with you?
Oh, yes. He got me into it. He converted me.
Really? Now, what were you before you were, is it an Asatruian,
It's pronounced two ways, Asatru and Asatru. Both are correct or incorrect, whichever you want to say.
Asatru is a religion.
Asatru means
If you are an, wait a minute now, if you are an adherent to Asa True, then are you an Asa Truian?
You're an Asa True or Asa Truar or Asa Man or Asa Woman.
How does one spell Asa True? Because I cannot figure that.
A-S-A-T-R-U.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It means true to the gods or
A-S-A-T-R-U.
A-S-A-T-R-U.
Hmm, the dictionary doesn't even know that exists, Kayleen. This must be pretty obscure.
Most it's just the Norse religion. Recognize it.
All right, so you worship at a little altar that you have in your house.
Not just that, but that I recognize my gods and I give sacrifices to my gods. And I don't mean
I
don't kill babies. And
do you kill anything?
No.
What do the gods demand?
I burn incense and candles.
Incense and candles, that's a sacrifice?
Oh, well, yes, to some extent.
At least they're not asking for 10%, right? I mean, these gods aren't asking for 10%. That's not so bad.
No.
They haven't got the same kind of jug as Jehovah does, so they can't ask for as much. A little bit of incense, they're happy.
You guys got me way off on what I wanted to talk about.
Well, this is fascinating. It's a new religious movement which is attempting to revive the Norse paganism of the Viking Age.
It's been carried on in Iceland for a few thousand years. But it's been, in Iceland, it's been officially recognized as a, quote, legal religion in the last, say, 5 or 10 years. I'm not sure exactly.
Did your husband, was your husband always an Asa True? Or how did he find this religion?
He found it when he was around 16 because of his Teutonic ancestors. And he wanted to find, he just didn't find that Christianity was for him.
Huh.
And he found the gods of his ancestors, and then he introduced me to the gods of my ancestors. And
fascinating. Well, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. So what did you want to originally talk about?
Well, I was just wanting to say that paganism, the word pagan and the word heathen have both been demonized. Pagan means people of the land, people of the wood, people of the earth, whatever. And the same thing with heathen, people of the heath, which is Old English, not to be mistaken with Middle English.
But now they've changed.
People
now it's changed because now it basically
wood.
Now it basically means, and at least as far as popular culture, it just means anybody who's not a Christian, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyone who doesn't belong to one of the major religions.
Kayleen, thank you as always.
Thank you. Good night.
800-259-9231. I'm going to do a little more reading about this Asa True. This is news to me. I didn't even know about this. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. On the way, Wayne's going to tell us about how apparently soldiers, it's an easy way for them to get out of combat. We'll share it with you. Fascinating. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the Free Talk Live site. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Looking for a show that doesn't dumb down the content for the slowest person in the class? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's loud, fast, and smart, and unless you hear it, you'll never know if that slowest person is you. There's only one way to find out. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So we just got off the phone with Kayleen in Massachusetts about this religion that I had never even heard of called Asatru. It's devoted...
Or Asatru.
Asatru. It is devoted... It's a some sort of a, something about Norse gods worshipping Odin and... I don't know what the other names of the Norse gods are, but...
Odin, Thor.
Thor, okay.
I think there's a Seth in there somewhere.
Sven.
Baldar.
So, apparently, though, this is an interesting little side note on Asatru. According to Wikipedia, while Asatru is generally a tolerant religion, it's sometimes erroneously identified with neo-Nazi and white power organizations, which also use Odinist symbols, like, what, the hammer or something like that? What are some Odinist symbols?
Well, Thor has the hammer. I don't know what the Odinist symbols are. All I can tell you is what I know about the Norse gods are from the Marvel comic books, Thor. But I know it, you know, they're pretty close to accurate. I know that Odin had one eye and like a crow or something like that.
The three largest American Asatru organizations have specifically denounced any association with racist groups. There's actually, and I'm being told that the swastika was a Norse symbol by the board up here.
There's also an American Indian symbol.
There's actually an antagonistic relationship between many neo-Nazis and the membership of most Asatru organizations in the United States who view National Socialism as an unwanted totalitarian philosophy incompatible with freedom-loving Norse paganism. So They definitely don't want anything to do with the neo-Nazis.
Well, I've met neo-Nazis that are subscribers to this particular religion.
Was it just because of the... just because of the symbols, or
it's because of the
fact that Norse people are white.
It's the heritage aspect, I would imagine.
Again, according to Wikipedia,
and I'm defining them as neo-Nazis. They are not.
There's so the often problematic association comes from the fact that among neo-Nazis there tend to be specifically white power forms of Asatru and Odinism, which are viewed in such groups as being important attempts to retrace early segments of white European history, and they tend to be popular among those who view Christianity as a fundamentally Judaic religion. Associations with paganism, heathenry, stereotypical Vikings, and other such old ways have always been popular in romantic movements, and as such were adopted by the early racial precursors of National Socialism, eventually making their way into contemporary neo-Nazism and causing all of the contention evident today. It's tough when the Nazis all of a sudden decide to co-opt your movement. Because what do, you know? Hey, this was our religion. What are you doing elbowing in here? That's not nice.
I feel that way about the Republican Party.
You think like the Nazis have co-opted the Republicans? Is that what you're saying?
I think the Republicans have co-opted the idea of liberty. They got elected in 94 because they had the contract with America and they wanted smaller government. That's what they got elected on.
They certainly do talk a good game, and they still talk about smaller government, even while they're making the government larger. It's just amazing. They'll tell you straight to your face that you should be thankful for tax cuts. What would you do without them, America? What are you talking about, tax cuts? The federal budget is bigger than it's ever been. You can't cut taxes and keep spending money. Something's got to even out eventually, right?
Yeah, the economy.
Well, the inflation. When you have to print more money to meet the expenses, that's a backdoor tax, and that hurts people the most.
It's the most insidious form of tax because there's no way to avoid it unless you're, you know, using metal-backed currency 100% of the time. And who can do that? I mean, even with the Liberty Dollar, which is great, in my opinion, a great alternative, you can't go out and buy stuff in very many places with the Liberty Dollar. It's useful when you can.
Can't pay your mortgage with it.
No.
It's difficult to eat with it.
Let's go to the phones. Adam in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Who's this Wayne guy?
Wayne is sitting in the studio right next to me.
Where'd you get him, though?
He's Captain Liberty.
Hey, what's up, Captain Liberty?
How you doing?
I knew the listeners were going to like the Captain Liberty thing, but anyway, go on, Adam. What's on your mind?
I caught the tail end of the girls flashing.
Yeah.
The drunken girls flashing. What exactly was the article about?
XBiz.com reporting on a federal court case that has decided that if a young lady, and I don't know if this applies to guys as well, not that anyone would want to take pictures of a flashing man, but a lady who is flashing her breasts in public, who is photographed flashing her breasts in public, cannot sue the photographer for using her photo without her permission. That's the result of the case. And I think it's great news. How about you?
Using her photo in what manner?
They published it in this particular case. It was a lady who had taken her shirt off at a biker's fest, and they published it in a biker's magazine.
Easy Rider.
Must have been good.
Now, I don't know if I agree with that or not.
Why?
Because they didn't get a model release from the woman, did they?
She took off her shirt in public, sir. Why do you need to get a release from that person? She decided to disrobe.
Did they make money off of her image?
Why does that matter? She took off her shirt in public.
Because legally, I know as a photographer, you can't make money off people's image.
Well, the judge has apparently just changed the law, apparently. Now, you should go and do your own research. I'm not a lawyer. I may be misinterpreting this. But we'll post the link on the bulletin board system later tonight so you can read the details for yourself. But of course they made money off of it.
Besides the legality of it, do you think it's right or wrong?
Well, I'll tell you what. As far as drunken people making excuses for the behavior when they're drunk... That's dumb, because, I mean, you can't, like, say, well, Judge, I don't want this DWI because I was drunk and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you were sober when you decided to drunk.
So you're more concerned with what the law says than you are as to whether or not it's okay to use somebody's picture in a magazine without their permission.
I think I'm kind of half and half on the morality or ethics versus law.
What is I don't understand what's unethical about taking a picture of somebody in public and using it in whatever way you want to. I should be able to, if you're in public and you take off your shirt and I take a picture of it, I should be able to publish it on my website. I should be able to charge people to access that picture, and I should be able to use it in whatever way I darn well please. You don't own the space around you, and you don't own the film in my camera. Just because I've taken a picture of you does not, should not give you property rights over my stuff.
I can kind of see your argument, but, hey, I mean, this is actually good for me because then it means I can go and videotape people on the street and put it on the air.
I would do your own research on this before you take Free Talk Live's word on what the law says.
Yeah,
did you
said it was a federal...
I believe it was a federal court case. We'll post the link on the bulletin board system. Anything else on your mind, Adam?
Nope, that's it. Thanks,
guys. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to respond to that heathen, Kayleen.
Yeah.
And that heathen is meant probably as a compliment to her,
yes,
not an insult, as she will understand. Interesting, this follows on the Halloween thing where we talked about the issues last night.
Mm-hmm.
Polytheism seems to me like it might be a little more interesting than monotheism. I've been an atheist for many, 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 I can't even recall how many years. Recently I've described myself more as a agnostic. I don't
really
know. I used to be kind of a hardline atheist. Now I say, yeah, I'm willing to think about, you know, maybe there is, maybe I just don't know. But the funny thing was, when you started to talk about this, these jerks, these Nazis,
yeah,
who are trying to take the Norse thing, remember what we talked about last night about the Christians stealing imagery and holidays and certain things from,
yes,
the pagans? Well, my goodness, doesn't it all ring a bell?
Yeah,
maybe
sure
these
does.
Nazis think that they're new and they want to start trying to steal. They might think they're new. They're not. They're new compared to Norse
gods.
Well,
there's only so many symbols in the world, right? I mean, there's only so many ways you can arrange lines and stuff on paper. So eventually, you're going to cross over to somebody's territory.
Yeah, these clowns can't even be original. They're going to start trying to steal the Norse gods.
So, you know what? Speaking of Nazis, I've got an email from one. A white nationalist, as he describes himself. We're going to get to that coming up. Hey, thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Oxymorons. You know, the things that just don't seem to go together, like jumbo shrimp or deafening silence. How about new car and service manager? You'll be surprised. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth. for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
If thinking of the service manager while inking your new car deal seems like an oxymoron, think again. Though today's cars are certainly more roadworthy than their predecessors, they can still break. In fact, the experts at the L.A. Auto Show report that automotive repair is a $200 billion business, and one of every three cars serviced returns for additional work. So ask your new car salesperson for an introduction to the service manager. It's a small investment with a big payoff at repair time and for maintenance checks. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy it for free. The features that many sites, many radio talk show hosts charge for, we give away. In fact, we give away even more than what they charge for at freetalklive.com. The archives, the wiki, updates, live streaming, bulletin board system, all for free at freetalklive.com. Though we do ask that you buy some stuff, like at our store. Free Talk Live branded t-shirts and hats. We've also got classic archives on DVD collector sets. It's all for sale right now. Store.freetalklive.com. So head over there and place your order. Store.freetalklive.com. So I got an email from a white nationalist. And
okay.
Since they came up in conversation, I figured it'd be an appropriate time to get to this on the air. It's from, he calls himself Der Webmeister, and apparently his name is Hans. He says, "Hello, Ian. For the sake of conversation, let's say my name is Hans. I'll explain why I can't tell you my real name in the following paragraphs. I wrote this in response to your show on recent Friday night, as you mentioned racist groups briefly, with Aztalan and such. I'm a longtime listener of your show, and a libertarian myself. I believe in freedom and as small a government as we can do with. I think there are only a few areas where our philosophies are different, and that is that I am a racialist, a white nationalist. You might be more familiar with the terms the media has coined for us, such as racist and white supremacist. And how are those inaccurate? Maybe he'll explain. Both of those terms bring to mind vivid images of the 1930s KKK groups hanging blacks in secret ceremonies, an image which I can assure you is not a reality today. We are well organized. A good example is, and then he plugs a website, which is the largest pro-white message board on the internet with close to 100,000 members. But what I am really writing to you about is to explain how our freedoms are even less than most of the populace, just because we believe a certain way. We experience a kind of scrutiny under the government eye that most in our country don't. Not even Muslims or illegal aliens. Everywhere you go, it's wrong to be a racist in any way, shape, or form. And I must agree. I think racists are quite an ignorant group of people that base their opinions on others on the color of their skin. And I think it's absolutely despicable. And so there's no wonder that people don't like you, Hans, and your friends and family."
I have to agree. I mean, to me, judging someone based solely on how much melanin or caucatin they have in their skin, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I wonder how they define white, because there's lots of shades in between. Mm-hmm. What if you have a tan in the summer? Are you not white anymore?
Maybe. And what if you're like one of our former co-hosts, Torgo, who is 2%? He did a DNA test on himself and discovered that he was 2% black. Does that not qualify you as a white person?
He probably gets more babes.
Maybe it. Well, You haven't met Torgo. He says, he goes on, though, with his explanation about himself. He says, everywhere you go, it's wrong to be racist in any way, shape, or form. My and white nationalism's beliefs are simple. We follow something called the 14 words, originally written by David Lane, a name in which I'm sure you probably know. Why would you be sure that I know that name? I've never heard of David Lane. I've heard of David Duke. Is that the same guy?
I don't think so, no.
So I don't know who this is. The 14 words go like this, quote, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children, unquote. This is what they live their lives by. That's it, he says. Our philosophy doesn't have any scary, quote, let's kill all the blacks and all the Jews nonsense in it. We're separatists, thus very freedom-oriented, who want to... I suppose if you want to separate yourself and be free amongst yourself, you could claim that you are freedom-oriented, but obviously you're not freedom-oriented in that you aren't... You don't want black people and Hispanic people or anybody who's got a different shade of skin as you to live in the same vicinity as you. That doesn't sound too freedom-oriented to me.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to use force or law in order to prevent them from living there, I would imagine, buying property there.
He says, we're separatists who want to simply stop the destruction of our race and our culture. What is white culture? This, again, brings me back to an issue that comes up when we talk about the immigration claims. These immigration controllers that are yelling from the rooftops about their culture being destroyed by the immigrants. Please, can you define what your culture is? Being white isn't a culture. I mean, last time I checked.
Well, it's a race, but it's also it's tied in with nationalism as well.
Can you explain that?
Well, as United States citizens for a long, long time, people... when they came here from other countries, learned the language, didn't demand other languages be taught in the schools. And with all the socialism that's encroaching around us, people are starting to resent that. It's been a divisive issue because if people just came over here and we didn't have all these freebies, then you wouldn't have as many people coming here, for one. You'd have people coming here to work hard and get ahead. The freebies are really what's killing it.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're all about getting rid of the government welfare programs. Not to say that people who need help shouldn't get help. They should, from people providing it on a voluntary basis. Now, he goes on. He says they want to stop the destruction of their race and their culture. So that essentially says that we consider it destructive for what they... That's what this is their opinion. They consider it destructive for someone of a different color to have sexual relations... with another white person. That's destruction to them.
Well, if it's destruction, then what do they intend to do about it? That's really the question. I mean, you can have...
Which is why I question as to how freedom-oriented they are.
Right. As far as I'm concerned, you can hold whatever beliefs you want to hold. It's when you start using the power of government to enforce those beliefs. And it seems to me, if you're a white nationalist or a white supremacist or whatever term one wishes to use, that it's not too far from using force to get what you want, because obviously they're not going to succeed otherwise. Black people and white people are going to have sex together, and that's just the way that's going to be.
Every day as a white man, he says, I'm assaulted with all sorts of propaganda trying to force me to love the multiculturalism that we now live in. I don't love it, he says. I hate it. It's my belief that multiculturalism has done nothing but hurt this country and all others it has affected. I challenge you to show me an instance where multiculturalism has done more for a country than if they'd simply stuck strong with their own race. If you can, I'll definitely listen. Look, what is multiculturalism? This is another one of these sort of concepts that... wasn't this sort of generated in socialist universities, multiculturalism? I don't even know what that means.
Same with the holiday of Kwanzaa.
I mean, what does it mean, multiculturalism? Does that just mean people of different cultures living together? In which case, what's your problem with that?
It's really, I think it's kind of a code word for catering to anybody who wants to come here. And it's kind of like if we're all writing a computer program, but we're all writing it in different languages, the program's not going to run very well.
Well, I mean, that's fine and everything, but we've had people come here from all sorts of different countries speaking different languages, and they've gotten along just fine. There's Chinatown in New York, Washington, D.C., there's, you know, Little Italy. There are these areas where people speak different languages, and they manage to trade and do business with other people who speak different languages, so I don't think that language is the barrier here. He's saying that race is the issue. He's saying that somehow it's the color of somebody's skin that makes a difference as to how good of a person they are, or whether or not you should even associate with these people. And as far as I'm concerned, If you want to go and have yourself a white nation, please, go ahead. Just don't make it around me, because I'm going to, I will fight you, you know, to the end of time. If you want to bring your little white nation nearby me, you're going to encounter some opposition.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not interested in it. I'm interested in being around anybody who likes the ideas of freedom. It doesn't matter to me what the color of their skin is, whether they're male or female, whether they're old or young, whether what their religion is. As long as you like liberty and you want to grant that liberty to everybody else around you, you're okay with me.
I don't think you can have tolerance without liberty.
You know, these people are not tolerant,
which
makes me wonder how they can support liberty.
They're just saying the word.
It goes both ways, though, in the sense that, you know, I don't believe in affirmative action either. I don't believe that, you know, black people should get government assistance over white people or anything like that.
Of course not. Nobody should have favored status or anything like that. We should all just be free to live our lives how
right.
we want to.
Let's just pretend they're all the same, everybody.
He says, the moment I speak out about multiculturalism, even though my arguments are valid and correct, oh, really? I get slammed with calls of racist and supremacist, Nazi, KKK, and so on. If I'm labeled as a racist, but the government notes this in my file, and I'm targeted for watching. The government considers me a domestic terrorist, no joke, and you too for loving the Constitution. Then he links to some racist website. Our group is much more oppressed than any other group in the United States. Everyone hates us. Everyone. And for good reason. You hate everyone else. You hate other people based on the color of their skin. And you claim that you've got evidence to back it up. If you ever talk to a racist, and we've had them on the air before, when they've called in and they've brought up, well, there's scientific studies that show that blacks are inferior to whites. See, we've got the data right here. See, a scientific study says so. Well, you should be a racist, too. Sorry, you're not convincing me with your whatever cherry-picked study. I've met plenty of people, black and white and Hispanic, and some of them are smart, and some of them aren't. I met plenty of dumb, dumb white people, too. And I don't base my opinion on another person based on the other people of the same color that I've met in the past.
And who funded the study?
It's just ignorance. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. More from the racist.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know?